The New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell is defending his government's reaction to gun crime in Western Sydney. The Premier and the New South Wales Police are under pressure after a 13-year-old girl was injured last night in a gang-related shooting. The state government brought in laws 7 months ago to tackle the gangs but has yet to enact them. Eliza Harvey reports.
There's been a big drop in drive-by shootings in Western Sydney recently. Police and the New South Wales government had hoped that the ongoing gang-related crime would be moved off the front page for good. But last night, a 13-year-old girl in Blacktown was shot inside her home, the sister of the intended target. Previously, police told the community not to fear the violence because it was quarantined to the fighting gangs. But that changed overnight, forcing Barry O'Farrell to admit that Sydney has a gun and gang problem.
We admitted that when we changed laws earlier this year, including the consorting laws that police have used to good effect. We admitted that when we introduced the firearm protection orders. As the Deputy Commissioner says today, the legislation is sufficient. What's needed is community cooperation. What we don't need are people being wise after the event on TV saying, yes, we'd seen unusual things happening around that home for a number of months, but no one ever bothered to pick up the phone to police. And as the Commissioner says, it can be done anonymously.
The Premier defended his government's response to gun crime at the same time as bikie groups challenged the legality of the consorting laws in the Supreme Court. He was furious that the family involved refused to be interviewed by police. Late this afternoon, that changed, with Mr. O'Farrell issuing a statement saying that the family was cooperating with detectives. The family is believed to be associated with the Brothers for Life gang. It's not a bikie gang. It's much smaller, with dozens rather than hundreds of members. It's thought to be led by Bassam Hamzy, a convicted criminal in Goulburn's Supermax jail. Deputy Commissioner Nick Caldas has conceded the lack of a formal gang structure may make it tricky to outlaw.
This particular group doesn't appear to be as structured, which means that translates into there is not as much control from above. They're freelancers, I guess, in some ways, and that can be a bad thing because you cannot have anyone exert influence over what they're doing. We are a long way from getting to the court with this stuff, and it may be visible evidence of what their allegiance is, T-shirts, other equipment they wear, particularly activities they undertake together, may be enough to satisfy a court at some point in time that they are a cohesive group.
Mr. O'Farrell said the federal government also shares some responsibility.
The best thing, in addition to what we're doing at a state level, measures that are being now copied in other states as well, is to ensure that we have some federal legislation around unexplained wealth. Because ultimately, we do very successfully here with proceeds of crime. In fact, in New South Wales, we collect more from proceeds of crime from criminals across the community than all the other states and the federal government combined. What we need, though, is unexplained wealth legislation. That unexplained wealth legislation needs to be federal because, of course, it's only the federal government that has access to all the tax records and all the social security data about incomes.
He says he hopes the gang will disband under police pressure.
Eliza Harvey.